So she was my sorority sister.
Oh, where'd you go?
Delta Sigma Kappa.
Yeah, exactly.
I love my sister.
That's yeah. what it is.
Wait, Delta Gamma.
Oh yes. My God, you're Delta Gamma. Seriously do that?
I do that all the time. Did you? I make fun of you all the time.
Hi guys, welcome to Don't Mess. I'm Christine Sidelko.
And I am Chris Clemens. We are on a podcast and we're recording. Can you believe we got paid for this? Please listen to our podcast till the end. Thank you. Don't Mess is a CastBox original produced alongside Studio 71. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can listen to Don't Mess wherever you get your podcasts, but I hope you'll give CastBox a shot. I think it's the best.
Don't mess. Hey guys, welcome back to Don't Mess. We have an episode today that we are recording, and we are here. It is about BuzzFeed. 12 reasons your parents' divorce is your fault. If you guys have a computer or Twitter or whatever, you probably know what BuzzFeed is.
I don't.
Well, you know of it.
I know of it, yeah.
And if you have a YouTube channel, you know that a lot of people are leaving it.
Yeah.
And we want to delve more into that. Correct usage of a word, and talk a little bit, and talk a little bit about what it's like to work at BuzzFeed and to leave BuzzFeed, because we are here with Candace Lowry, pronounced correctly.
You did.
I live on a Lowry Lane.
You do?
Well, technically not, but it's one of the cross streets.
Oh,
you should definitely tell people that.
Close enough.
Yeah.
We are here today, though, with Candace Lowry. She used to work at BuzzFeed, and she also has a CastBox original podcast called Persister, which feel free to go listen to that right after this episode is done. But
So tell us about your start at BuzzFeed. Just give us like a quick rundown of your tenure.
Okay.
And then we'll go from there.
Deep in. Okay, so I started at BuzzFeed the day after I graduated college. Very lucky to do that. I think it's because my friend Ashley, do you know Ashley?
Perez?
Yes.
Yes.
So she was my sorority sister.
Oh, where'd you go?
Delta Sigma Kappa.
Yeah, exactly.
I love my sister.
That's what it is.
Wait, Delta Gamma.
Oh my God, seriously do that?
I do that all the time. Did you? I make fun of you all the time.
On a side note, is that mandatory to do in every travel picture?
You have to, basically.
No, is that like actually mandatory?
No.
Oh, okay. I really thought. Like a contract? Until now, that like if you were in the sorority, every picture like had to have a.
But basically,
no, that's
it's like
a certain sorority. That's the Greek letter, is the Z.
Oh,
you know
my
what?
God.
I still don't understand it because this is supposed to be like the Gamma, but where is the Delta? But yes, everybody does.
I don't know,
it.
Especially
on that one.
I don't know why we're asking a podcast where people are just listening.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to BuzzFeed. Oh my God! Yeah, there is video.
Yeah. This. I love my little paddle me.
And that is for if you're watching the video.
So anyway.
Yes. So I reached out to her because she was a writer there. And then they had this thing called a fellowship program. And at the time, you like basically couldn't get a job there without having to go through the fellowship program.
Unpaid, right?
No, it was paid.
Oh, it was paid. Okay.
$12 an hour.
Oh, never mind. Sorry.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
$12 an hour in LA. And it's like this four-month program where you are just like deep delving into everything that BuzzFeed is, like how to write for viral purposes. You like have this boot camp, and it's like they sit you down when you become a fellow, and they're like, we can hire anywhere from just one of you to all of you at the end of this. And so it's like you have to constantly be looking at how well you perform. It's like numbers based, but also if you're unique. And I'm like, I'm a basic bitch from Pepperdine. Like, and
oh,
I'm
Pepperdine.
White.
That's Malibu. It's
yeah.
Pretty.
And I'm
you're
white.
Like, I can do BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, I fucking love avocados.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I have an avocado dress
and a floaty. I saw that on your Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have to like avocados to work at BuzzFeed?
Basically.
And corgis.
Oh, yeah.
Well, see, I made the mistake of visiting a friend on one of the days where the fellows found out
if they
got it or not. It felt like the Hunger Games.
It is.
It was just so solemn. Everyone was like, did you make it? It sounds like a weird
Handmaid's Tale Team 10, like, surviving in the house kind of thing. What the fuck?
So we didn't know when it was happening. We were like, it's this week.
When did BuzzFeed start?
I think like 2009.
So
technically,
so like 5 years before you started.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's like new at this time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so like the video team's still really, there's like two people, and so they all we do to find out is they send you a little like Slack or like
Slack a, the think, business yeah, like
a ping or whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. It's one of those, and it's like, hey, can you come meet me in this room really quick? And so
maybe in the beanbag room.
Jesus, this is like dangling you guys above like. But this is awful.
All the rooms are like goofy names.
Yeah.
So they're hey, come meet me in like Bebop or something. And it's like something really serious.
It's very startup-y.
At that point, I would be like, I don't want to work here.
And so the first girl got called in, and she like came out and was just sobbing.
Oh gosh.
Oh honey, no.
And I was like, and then we started like shaking because we were like, okay, they're obviously like putting the people who didn't get it first.
Yeah, and you start thinking like, what's their strategy? Like, how can we tell based on like when you're like up for elimination on American Idol? Like,
how can I possibly be left alive?
Exactly. So we can't focus. This is like spread out throughout the entire day. So, like, one by one, people are finding out. And I went last, thank God. So I was like, okay, maybe I got this. So I come in, and he, like, sits me down. And he's like, I just wanted to talk about your performance and where you're at right now. And we would like to offer you a full-time job. And I was like, oh, my God. Are you kidding? And I'm visibly, like, crying and shaking. And then I finally got the offer to come on as a full-time writer. But it's, like, weird because then there's people who didn't get it. So you're, like, celebrating but feeling bad at the same time that, like, they can't work there.
Ew, yeah. I don't like this so far.
Yeah, it's all very, like, dramatic.
And,
it's like,
manipulated. Yeah. Like, and, like, culty. Like, I feel like we're talking about Scientology almost.
Oh, my God, don't even say it.
We're talking about, so bleep terrified. That out, Mark.
They're hearing you. They're hearing you.
Oh, gosh. Is it BuzzFeed or the
S1?
S1. Oh, got it.
They have people tapped into this podcast.
Oh, my God.
Mark could even be part of it.
I mean, that's so unfortunate for Mark.
That's crazy. Well, yeah, so you said one of the things is people leaving BuzzFeed, and from what I've noticed is that if you start to blow up while working for BuzzFeed as your own person or like your own group, like Try Guys, whatever, they are like, we own this content, we own this, and they're very suppressive about what you can do. Is this true?
So it's definitely changed over time.
Okay.
But one of the major things that like happened while I was there was we signed basically a contract when you worked a video that said you cannot do anything outside of BuzzFeed. So
indefinitely or?
No, like while you're there.
Oh, okay.
Can I make it clear that's what you're signing? Or is that or what is it you're signing just to get the job?
It's not hidden. Okay. I didn't realize the extent of what I was signing.
Right.
I learned from that it's very important to read everything you're given and to even have a lawyer look over it.
Yeah.
Because that rolled out, like, so when that rolled out, I was already an employee. So, like, we had to go back and sign it.
Interesting.
And then the new employee signed it. I think a lot of people didn't understand what they were signing,
right?
Because a couple employees did like a freelance video for like I think some sort of charity or something.
A charity?
I think so.
Oh my God.
And they ended up getting fired because of it. So they're like, do you realize you signed this? And then they got fired and they like then were signing NDAs and couldn't really talk about their experience.
Kind of sounds like fascism.
Oh my God.
Doesn't it? It seems
I'm not smart
very,
enough
like,
to honestly
regime-y.
Know what fascism regime-y. Really is.
I don't know, but like I know, but I can't, I don't know
gotcha.
How to say it.
Yeah. Yeah, like I think I know.
It's like.
Yeah, it doesn't sound, it sounds like North Korea almost.
Yeah, it's like.
Like what is going on behind those walls?
Yeah. But so like, so when I was still there, I was on this group called Ladylike, which
oh,
is still.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, which is still happening today.
Who's it? Is it Jasmine? Was that her?
No,
she does
still
something
there.
Else. Oh, okay.
She does as stuff.
Is. Okay.
It's Freddie, Kristen, Devin, and Jen. They're like a group of girls, and Chantel that like try out things.
Yeah.
Sounds
okay.
Like
those yeah, things. I've heard of it. I know that's not one of the ones I watch, but yeah. Go ahead.
But the thing is that when you work there. So it's basically like they own your projects.
Right.
So if like Worth It left, they couldn't, like the guys from Worth It couldn't do Worth It. So
right.
Like Matt Belisai had that show where he complained about things.
Yeah.
Wine About It.
Wine About It. He was mostly in New York, right?
Yeah. But so they owned Wine About It when he left. So he had to like make a new series that was sort of the same thing. But I think BuzzFeed then realized that, and now people are able to start their own channels.
Gotcha.
That are at the company. But one of the main things, while there was this huge exodus, was that like people like Michelle and Sophia and all of them were like, I want to be a full-time talent on myself, on my own. But I mean, like, my story's so boring. I just got another job offer. And so
do you want to be, like, so do people go to BuzzFeed to become talent? Like, did they?
Yeah.
Is
I
that
think
why people
that
used to or no?
No, because, like, when the dudes who are the Try Guys started and everything, the video wasn't big at all. They were just like, we just want to make cool shit, like, and have fun. Because, like, working at a place like BuzzFeed, when you're a producer, you write, edit, shoot, and direct all your own stuff.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of creative freedom.
So it's like being a YouTuber but a company owns
it. It kind of reminds me of like a Saturday Night Live for YouTube.
Yeah, where you got to write your own and then but they have final say. Like,
yeah,
stuff like that.
And then people like leave.
Gotcha.
To do movies
and
shit.
Gotcha. Oh, gotcha. Interesting.
Do their own thing.
So that's just so crazy because I guess all I really know BuzzFeed as like the whole like listicle quiz thing.
Quizzes, yeah.
And then I just assumed that's what it was.
I like him because every time Sam Stryker writes an article about me, I gain a bunch of Twitter followers.
Oh my god, he was my boss.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Every single time there's a BuzzFeed article about like my Twitter, he wrote it. He single-handedly earned, like gained me like thousands of followers.
Oh my god, Sam Stryker, where are you?
He's got a hot bod too. He swims.
Yeah.
He's hot. He's like he's kind of like Tyler.
Stryker,
Oakley.
Where
he looks
are
like Tyler
you?
Oakley like before Tyler Oakley got
Wait,
rich.
Can I get a picture?
Or no, after.
Let me get a picture.
Pull up a pic. But so I guess how is BuzzFeed, and you've touched on this a little, but like how has it changed in terms of, do you feel it's like the same but just in a new like area of entertainment, or do you think that the company has changed? Like do you feel like having worked there things shifted?
I think it's definitely not that startup-y feel anymore because like
I feel like they try to like convey that they are.
Yeah, it's just so big now. It's huge. And so I think that there's just a lot of like growing pains that people are going through, but now they completely divided themselves to where editorial is really focused on like hard-hitting news now, and they're like trying to get past this feeling, the stereotype basically that they're just listicles, and they have these like award-winning journalists like
writing
stuff.
I feel like they've done that because when I see, I'll read a BuzzFeed News tweet, like headline, like I would like a tweet from like Associated Press. Like I read that as
Whoa.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's so interesting. I look at that and I'm like, weird, BuzzFeed is giving me news.
Exactly.
But
so they have that, and then they have their whole video side now.
Yeah,
like,
which is, oh my god.
Well, the first thing, one of the first things I ever did in LA was to come in and be in this video they were shooting about asexuals.
Yes.
And it was Steph was in the room, who also left BuzzFeed famously, I think.
Yeah.
But I was surprised. I walked in, and I had seen the BuzzFeed videos before. I was like, oh, it's like BuzzFeed. It's just construction paper. It's just wheels of construction. That's the background.
Yep.
It's just sheets of construction, colored construction paper. And they just, and it's like so normal. It's so weird. But yeah, and who, I guess, I don't know if this is a sore spot for any mm-hmm. BuzzFeeders, but the person who brought me on was Baked Alaska.
Oh my God.
So I don't know if any of you guys know who Baked, do you know who Baked Alaska
no.
is? He is a former...
I literally thought you were talking about like a sushi earlier. I swear to God.
Do you know it's a dessert?
Oh.
Yeah, it's like flambéed.
So his real name is Timothy Treadstone, which is an amazing name. I don't know why he would ever go
by
Baked. It sounds like fucking James Bond, Timothy Treadstone, but no, I'm Baked Alaska. I don't get that. But anyway, met him through the internet, knew he worked at BuzzFeed, seemed like a cool guy, was super nice to me, very kind, took me in, like whatever, like hung out, like got me, whatever, just super nice. He falls in with, I don't know if he was before, do you know who Milo Yiannopoulos is? He's the guy that got banned from Twitter, major, like, he's gay, but he's, like, a conservative, like, racist, professional racist, I guess.
He's not the one from that, This well, Is Us, like, is like, he? That's a
know,
different Milo.
That's Milo Ventimiglia.
Okay. Milo Ventimiglia, yeah, no,
is
no.
Is that?
Yeah, not just from Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
No. Basically, this,
gotcha.
Like, alt-right Twitter
younger.
Okay,
I know
younger,
of him, yeah.
Right, and so... Baked Alaska gets in on that, I guess, and starts becoming one of those accounts that just like tweets provocative shit for attention about, you know, Hillary, calling for Hillary, whatever. And so a lot of his friends, I think he's even banned from Twitter now, too.
Oh,
wow.
So just went full MAGA on us. And it's weird because every time I go into like BuzzFeed for whatever reason, I'm like, Baked Alaska, anyone? Too soon?
Oh my God, so Baked Alaska is like Voldemort of BuzzFeed.
It's bizarre because I had the same experience.
Yeah,
where I'm like, this guy's super
him?
Nice.
Yeah.
And he worked on my team. He was like doing social, he was doing Twitter and social media and stuff. And he was like very reserved, nice dude, helped me dating people.
Funny.
Yeah. And then when the elections came up, he did not like Hillary Clinton and was leaning more towards like Trump, and then it like it's like a switch went off.
Yeah,
because he was like a nice dude. He was like, I feel like I'm out, like I've kind of felt bad for him because he was like, I know people are like bullying me because of what I'm thinking, and it was not this like crazy right wing stuff. It was just he was just like, I'm not really a fan of Hillary Clinton, and I feel like it's just kind of weird that I'm at BuzzFeed and have this feeling, and then just like something happened on a bus, an incident.
Oh, really? I don't know. I didn't hear about that.
Like a shuttle or something, and people saw a totally different side of him that I never saw. And then he was gone.
Oh, like he did something on a shuttle?
Yeah.
Like an airport shuttle?
No, like the BuzzFeed shuttle.
Was he on the
shuttle.
Same bus?
It was a
BuzzFeed
shuttle?
Yeah. Talked like, about grabbing by the puss.
No,
that bus.
No,
a lot went down on
it's,
that
I'm
bus.
I'm picturing like a train in a mall. You know what I mean?
The tram at the Grove.
Yeah. Well, you guys have so many different. I always feel like you're moving studios because you guys are on Sunset, but then
now
I
they're
think,
on Highland. I think.
Yeah, there's like multiple buildings. Like then there's like the offices. And Mark is trying to tell us that it's time to break, so that's what we're going to do.
And then after the break, we're going to get more into why you specifically left and kind of what's on the other side of leaving BuzzFeed. Anyway, enjoy this ad break.
Thank you to Care Of for sponsoring this episode of Don't Mess. Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door.
Back to school time means you're always on the go, shuffling kids to practices and study groups, and not having much time to devote to staying healthy. Care Of can make taking care of yourself this autumn easy with personalized vitamin and supplement packets, perfect for on the go.
Support your body with an extra health boost and the vitamins you need to stay in shape after summer.
Back to school season can mean more stress and less time to take care of yourself. Care Of makes it easy to get back on that health kick in a convenient and fun way.
Combat stress and stay healthy by adding some supplements for energy, stress, and sleep to your routine.
Whether we like it or not, winter is coming. Give your immune system a little extra love and running start to help support your health in the cooler months ahead. Care Of's fun online quiz asks you about your diet, health, goals, and lifestyle choices and takes only 5 minutes to find out what vitamins and supplements you specifically need. I took the online quiz, which I thought was an incredible feature of this because at first I thought I was going to be just picking random supplements, but I actually had experts tell me of things that I needed that I didn't even realize I needed.
Your vitamins get delivered right to your door in personalized, easy-to-remember daily packs, perfect for a busy, on-the-go lifestyle.
Also, your monthly subscription box can be easily modified at any time.
There are vegan and vegetarian supplement options available to match your dietary needs.
What I'm most excited about is that I was able to include iron in this because I have an iron deficiency, not to brag, and it was just nice to have it come in a personalized pack that was, like, just for me.
Yeah, it's nice that you don't have to go to, like, the big vitamin stores and you have to get overwhelmed with all the options on the walls. They just come straight to you, what you need, and you take them, and it's great.
For 25% off your first month of personalized care of vitamins, visit takecareof.com and enter promo code MESS, M-E-S-S.
For 25% off your first month of personalized care of vitamins, visit takecareof.com and enter code MESS, M-E-S-S.
We just want to say a huge thank you to Stitch Fix for sponsoring this episode of Don't Mess. If you don't know, Stitch Fix is an online personal styling service that finds and delivers clothes, shoes, and accessories to fit your body, budget, and lifestyle. Just go to stitchfix.com/mess, M-E-S-S, and tell them your sizes, what styles you like, and how much you want to spend on each item.
You'll be paired with your very own personal stylist who will handpick 5 items to send right to your door.
Then you try them on, pay only for what you love, and return the rest. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free.
There's no subscription required. You can just sign up to receive scheduled shipments or get your fix whenever you want.
Stitch Fix's styling fee is only $20, which is applied toward anything you keep from your shipment. I think my brother used Stitch Fix, and I kind of, you know, as brothers do, was like, yeah, whatever. But then when they contacted us, I looked at it and signed up, and it was so easy, and I love the concept of it. I put in all of my sizes, what I was willing to spend, my style, and the box came, and I only sent one thing back because I loved everything else.
Yeah, Chris got these, like, black jeans and, like, plaid shirt.
Yeah, it was nice and thick.
And, like, the way he had, like, yeah, he put it together, I was like, he was walking down the street. I could tell it was a good outfit because he made me take a lot of photos of him. And I was like, that's when I know he's, like, feeling himself. And I think it looked really good, too.
Get started now at stitchfix.com/mess, M-E-S-S, and you'll receive an extra 25% off when you keep all 5 items in your box. That's stitchfix.com/mess.
That's stitchfix.com/mess, M-E-S-S, to get started today. Okay, guys, welcome back. We are still here with Candace, who still does not work at BuzzFeed. I've always wondered, how did it, like, start? How did it get from listicles to, like, these BuzzFeed yellow, BuzzFeed mm-hmm. red, BuzzFeed red leather, yellow leather.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there was all the colors.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
They're like different. There's like LGBT.
Jesus, I really don't know
anyway,
anything.
Basically, what I'm asking is, do they make you watch an orientation video?
That brainwashes
where
you.
Where they tell you the history of it? Uh-huh. Oh my God, it's
stop.
So...
Yeah.
1984.
Wait, tell it. What is that?
So when I had my first week as a fellow,
As a fellow.
Yeah, you get a little tote with, like, stickers and stuff.
Yeah, all the, like, the yellow circle yeah. stickers.
There is something about stickers that just makes you feel like you got a prize.
My hand just goes straight for the laptop.
So the first week, we are kind of sat down in a conference room. And they're like, we're going to play
and
a video.
And then David Miscavige comes in and starts beating people.
He's like, welcome. Everything we talk about here. So it's a, I think it was a speech by Jonah Peretti, the founder, one of the co-founders and still CEO. And he is standing there talking about how BuzzFeed just happened. And one of the major things that led to the beginning of BuzzFeed is, have you ever seen that meme of the little girl, like, smiling?
With the house on fire?
Yes.
Sure have.
So Jonah Peretti started that. And he, like, found
icon legend.
Yeah. And he was like, these are memes. Like, whoa.
And then, and on the seventh day.
Yeah. He created the meme.
Yeah. And so he had all these, like, trolley websites, basically. And then eventually wanted to create, basically, like, the front page of the internet, which is Reddit. But where people gather all these great things on the internet and kind of make a hub for that. And then it kind of became BuzzFeed with all these, like, quirky writers and everything. And then they started out in a house, I think, of, like, 4 people.
Did it start in L.A. or New York?
L.A.
Okay.
Started in L.A. in, like, a house of 4 people, I think. Maybe it started... No, it started... No, it did start in New York.
Is there LA? Well, there's BuzzFeed New York, LA, and is there another one?
Tokyo.
Don't they have like overseas?
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, they have like Japan.
Yeah, that's so weird.
England. Oh my France, God. India is huge.
Really?
Yeah.
So yeah, it did India start is a big, pretty big country.
Yeah. It's like a billion people, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Geographically speaking as well.
It's huge.
Anyway.
So they did start in New York and then eventually started a tiny, tiny little office in LA to kind of expand out entertainment. And that, where was I going with that?
Is that when they started doing video?
Yeah.
That's why they moved to LA?
Yeah. But they wanted a hub for like entertainment reporting too. And then like, us, just the stragglers.
Gotta have room for all the puppies and celebrities.
Yes, yeah. We would have puppies come in.
No, you guys have big people come in. Yeah. BuzzFeed, like,
that's crazy.
It's amazing.
Like my dad knows what BuzzFeed is. He doesn't even have a Facebook.
Oh my God.
He has an iPhone 4.
Oh my God.
Not even a 4S. An iPhone 4.
Jesus Christ.
And he knows what BuzzFeed is.
Wow.
That's power.
Yeah.
So, going, if you ever go back to BuzzFeed, feel free to tell him that accomplishment.
Christine's dad?
No. And he has an iPhone 4.
And he looks like Jerry Orbach, so people respect him.
So, yeah, that's how it started. And then it was basically our job every day to at least write 1 to 2 pieces of content. And we would stand around a whiteboard and just, like, a beautiful mind, just, like, look at it and have, like, stickers that are like, so like I did a story on furries where I went to a furry convention and just like put like furry convention, like I kind of want to do something about like being a basic bitch and like put that up. And so it's really free reign on what you want to write.
Yep.
Which is a little crazy.
So then how did, having had an office job where I was there every Monday through Friday, 10 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
What?
10 to 7?
Yeah, I had a weird hours. Oh my God. Know. It was like kind of annoying.
Working 10 to 7.
Yeah, not as nice of a ring. But like, so do you just do that every day? Stand in front of a whiteboard? Like, how do they know that you're working? Like, I mean, like, I made it look like I was working.
Yeah, where do they
but,
hide
like,
the Big Brother cameras?
Oh, my God.
Wait, well, there's it's a big...
No, they're not
big... I was like, shut up. No. Did they fucking turn
you... No,
you
went with me when we went to see...
Yeah, but they had... I was like, was that all televised?
Wait, what?
What?
What was televised?
Weren't you saying Big Brother cameras?
Oh, I thought we were talking about, like, what it's like to work there.
Oh.
Great job.
Okay. Well, no, I know that we've been there, but I was talking about, like, as an employee who has to go and do the act of working, what is that like?
Mm.
Like, how do they tell that you're working? Like,
so we have to publish 2 things a day, at least. 1 to 2.
Oh, okay.
So usually, like, before lunch, I'd get a piece out, and then after lunch, get a piece out.
So if you did 2 pieces before lunch, could you go home?
No.
Oh. So it's not like that free rent.
No.
Okay, see, that's how I'm thinking.
You have to clean the toilets.
No. Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm expecting.
No, but some things, like, took... Like, sometimes I'd get 3 things done in a day because I had a bigger project that would take a couple days to do.
Gotcha.
I mean, it was basically, like, if I was done, I would just be, like, on the internet, like, just watching videos and seeing what people were saying.
Yeah.
To, like... research basically why people share things, what they want to share, stupid videos, everything like that.
Yeah. Do you know the science behind the, like, do they teach you, like, this demographic wants to read about wrestling?
Yeah.
Do you guys have classes every once
in
a while?
When you pick the numbers, does it have to be like, is there a pleasing, like, 17 reason? But you but you can't do 19.
Stop.
No prime numbers, guys.
Yeah. There like, were studies that people would do that be like, so, like, when I was there, 21 was the choice number.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Like, but 10 or 20 or 30 were not. You kind of had to be, like, off by a couple.
Okay.
Interesting, and to make it look unique.
Yeah, and then I was there when, like, quizzes came out, and we were like, this is unbelievable.
I'm Ariel.
Yeah. And I would write quizzes all day for people, and
oh
they would
God,
take,
I
like, 6 hours.
I wonder if I ever
hours.
Took yours.
It would take forever.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I got JonBenet Ramsey.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Which murder case are you in?
So to keep up with those, you said you had to take classes?
Yeah, so we take classes every once in a while.
Like mandatory, obviously, right?
When I was a fellow, yes. But when you're not, you don't.
But when you're an ex-fellow, yeah. When you graduated.
When I'm an expert. I'm a BuzzFeed grad. God, yeah.
That's so dumb.
So we would do that, and we would, it was, that's what the fellowship was for, to be like, if you could like hack into people's minds and get them like to share things.
Wow.
So yeah. I'm a mind hacker.
I mean, I feel like it's almost so stupid to ask this question, but why did you leave? Like, why did you specifically leave?
So
I mean, I would have my reasons yeah. based off of everything I heard.
So I started an editorial, then went over to video, and I was on the social team, so I grew, it was my job to like help grow Tasty and Nifty and all
that.
My of them.
Mom got me one of those Tasty cooktops for pot? Christmas. Oh. Never used it once, what? But they look great. And you can control it with an app.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The Tasty one stove, or what's it called?
The Toasty 500 winter edition.
I will lay in bed for hours and watch Tasty videos. But, to the point yeah. where like I'm hungry, where I could actually eat something actual, and I'll still watch the videos.
I had to stop watching Tasty videos because bad. I would end up watching them late at night high. Oh my God, the okay. steak
iron
cooking.
Skillet.
Yeah. Oh. So they would test all that stuff on like Tuesdays and Fridays. And
did you ever get to eat any of
yeah,
that?
Yeah, they get to eat it. They're always yes. like Tasty's done, and then everyone runs in to yes. try to get it.
Shut
They're
the
like, we just made these like deep fried cheesecake Oreo balls. Like, come yeah. taste them and give us your feedback. And like, we would have just tables of food from like steak being made to cakes to like a screw up they did. And we just stand
That's
around.
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
That's how they get you.
And
really
I gained in. 25 pounds.
Did you really?
BuzzFeed 15. Yes. Oh my God.
Dude. It really is like a weird culty college.
Yeah.
The Sea Org 15.
Yeah.
Oh my. It did. Okay. So that's the one thing I did like about it was that I went to a super conservative college. So I never had this like wild phase. And then, because you're basically surrounded by 21 to 24 year olds constantly. Yeah.
With beer on tap.
Yeah, with beer and like a bunch of mixers and like I would have to like drink on camera and try new drinks and try to do things drunk. Like,
oh, I'm so sorry. Like I'm so sorry.
So I was like having the college experience, but then it got to the point where I was.
Your parents had an intervention. Yeah, yeah. They're my like, parents, honey, you're drunk at work 5 days a week.
I'm getting paid to go to college, mom. Yeah, exactly. We're changing the world. We're changing the face of digital.
It's like when Liz Lemon's drunk on the treadmill in 30 Rock.
Yeah.
At like 7 a.m.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it just kind of grew up a little bit. And I got a job offer from Pop Sugar that they gave me like a very big like salary boost. More direct experience with like the president there, and it was just like a good career opportunity. So I didn't have any ill will, but people were very mad at me when
for leaving.
Yeah,
people within BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's like Scientology.
Ew.
You're a suppressive person.
Yeah.
They literally have to disconnect from you because you left.
Can we title this episode BuzzFeed ... or Scientology?
No, because I'm scared of them.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, well, maybe not. Strike that from the record.
That's
and then
crazy.
Strike the record altogether.
Who's the Leah Remini of BuzzFeed?
I don't know. Like, it could be Candace
Lowery. Well, so the guy who founded it, if he was like God,
yeah.
Who was the first ever like BuzzFeed celebrity that got off on their own? That would be like Jesus. Right? Like
yeah.
the first ever
I'm
to like break
concerned
free.
Concerned where you're going with this, but I trust
Ashley
you.
Ashley was pretty big. But she's
Ashley
pretty
Perez.
Cool, yeah.
Was she, like, the first to be like, oh, she's, like, from BuzzFeed, but, like, we know her name?
I think so, right?
So she's Jesus. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Ashley's Jesus.
Yeah, I could see that.
Queer Jesus.
I would love, yeah. yeah. We need a gay Jesus. I think if Jesus was gay, we would have a lot more fun.
I don't know. I saw the Clout 9 video. I think we have a gay Jesus.
Good thing I'm going to hell. Okay. Yeah.
Well, you know the mayor.
That makes up for the avocado.
That really
comment.
Does. That, oh my God.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
Okay, so my comedy aside, you left. Oh, that's so disappointing. No offense. I was really thinking you were gonna have like a.
I did. I'm well, still what? Friends with some people there.
So and why like, were other people, like, what were, like, the scandalous reasons? I've never seen one of those videos.
Yeah.
I've always, like, been curious. What were the ill-willed reasons for leaving?
I think some people felt a little rubbed the wrong way when two employees got let go for, like, doing something that they meant no ill will by.
Oh, with the campaign?
Yeah.
The charity?
Yeah. And So I think that some people were a little like, oh my God, like, what if, have I done something that I don't know that I've done? That, you
they kind of saw the severity of it, yeah. I guess. It's really, yeah, this is like.
I'm literally like, I'm, this, oh my God.
I feel like Shane Dawson preparing oh like an God. 8-series doc right now of BuzzFeed. I'm like, we're going to interview like a therapist. Like, we're going to, oh my God, like, this is.
Everybody a sociopath that works
so
at BuzzFeed.
So that was kind of like the first time that people saw BuzzFeed not as like a quirky girl, but like as the playground bully.
Playground bully's strong, but I think it was a little like, wow, they kind of. Do have the upper hand with creative.
Gotcha.
You know?
Wow.
And so that's where people who wanted to be full-time producers for their whole life, they were like, if this company owns my content, I'm nervous that they're going to always have it.
Gotcha.
And moving forward, right. Like, and so, I think some people just didn't want to always be like, oh, you're that person from BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
Like, well, so is there like, is it clicky? Is there like a clear hierarchy of like, so like when the Try Guys were still there, mm-hmm. they like walk slow motion like through the like in synchronization, like is it like that,
and, like, girls woo like, over them like in the background.
I think that, well, because I like grew with them, like I was with them when they were really small, like interning cutting videos for people, I didn't really see them that way. But when we would get new fellows, it was like, oh my God, like that's them.
I know, I met Eugene, I was like, oh my God, it's Eugene.
Yeah. But no, I do get the feeling now, because when we first started, people wanted to be at BuzzFeed because it was something really cool, new, you could make a name for yourself there. And then I worry now that people are getting into it just to be famous and
it's
leave.
It's like the new YouTube.
Yeah, and so that's the one thing what I noticed shift over time with the fellow classes was that I could tell that some of them just really want, like, it was so obvious that a lot of the people just wanted to be on camera.
Yeah, no, like, behind the scenes aspirations, yeah.
And just, like,
which
ask.
Is fine, but, like, yeah.
Yeah.
It affects, like, the content.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it used to be, like, they'd be like, hey, who wants to try bugs on camera and send it to the whole company?
Yeah.
And people would be like, I'll do it.
Oh, yeah, I remember. They'd be like, oh, like, people, oh, I'll be in that. Or, like, oh, I guess, yeah, I'm not doing anything.
Oh, that's so cool that, yeah. Like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I guess I do know more about BuzzFeed than I even thought.
Yeah,
I
was you're like, I knew like before spitting facts.
You were Leah Remini.
Yeah. I've come to save you all. Yeah.
You've like been in it for a little and then you're like out on the other side.
Yeah.
This is interesting.
Yeah.
The Leah Remini of BuzzFeed.
I need an A&E show.
Yeah, like how did you feel about it?
Oh, about what?
Being there, like seeing it. Because did you do like a residency or did you come in just for
No, I never worked there. I just was in like.
A residency?
I just like would come in.
Oh my God, what is this, Juilliard? Like,
that's what it's called.
Yeah, the BuzzFeed residency?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I am sorry, but what the fuck?
Yeah. Well, I know. Yeah, so I never worked there. I just made friends with people. So I would like come in, like I'd hang out at lunch or whatever.
Yeah.
Steal free snacks.
Oh, I stole so many snacks.
Right. Yeah. They always keep the ginger ale on deck.
They have a lot of La Croix.
Yeah, they do.
Like every flavor.
Yeah. But then I was just going there. Yeah, it's not too different, I don't think. It's just like a little bit more high scale, like more.
Yeah.
Bigger scale.
Yeah. But I mean, like, it was super fun working there. I think I just, like, and it's weird because I'm on this side of, like, I have a full-time job, but I still do, like, YouTube stuff.
Yeah.
But the vast majority of everyone who left is, like, now just YouTube and kind of made this clear-cut, like, Sophia's, like, clear-cut off. And she's, like, huge now.
So for your job, do you not want to be full-time YouTube or do you want to be in your full-time job is your main source of income, or do you like having the office? Like,
yeah.
So why haven't you, I guess, gone off and done?
I enjoy working.
Okay. Yeah. Like, no, that's
like I because I want to like stay in business.
Yeah.
But it's more stable too. I feel like.
And I enjoy the experience, like, because the things I do outside of work and my full-time job work hand in hand.
Totally.
So I enjoy that, and I like being able to go home and like have my own creative freedom. But the thing I learned was that each time I move to a new company, I say I have this, it belongs to me. Like, so everything is clear cut.
Right.
which is what I couldn't really have at the time at BuzzFeed.
That's so nice.
They signed a billion-year contract.
Yeah.
But I saw, like, a video of myself up the other day that was an old video that they republished, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I don't work there anymore, but this is up here. But it was fun. It was really fun. Some days I'm like, oh, should I have stayed? You know, should I stay there? But I really wanted to, like, grow career-wise, and it was just kind of the right thing to do.
Do you think there will be an end to BuzzFeed, or do you think they'll just keep growing and, like, kind of, like, figuring it out on their way? Or do you think it'll plateau? What do you think's going to happen? Like, what's the fate?
Yeah. I feel like BuzzFeed, like, exploded.
Right.
And they hired a bunch of people. They kind of overhired and then had to
I feel like they spent a lot of money.
Did they have legal troubles? Like, tax? Or was it bankruptcy? Not bankruptcy, but, like, I thought I saw in the news some, like, money issues.
Oh, I don't know.
Shouldn't have brought it up without any knowledge or background or...
But spread the word.
Yeah.
Spread the rumor.
I know that they, like, over-predicted what they were going to make.
Okay, overextended themselves.
Yeah, and then they didn't meet that goal, so then there were some layoffs that made the news.
Right. Yeah, that's
And so I think at any point, like, a company is going to plateau, and especially, like, all these public... Tell me if I'm boring, like, this...
No, this is, I just naturally look bored, so don't judge by the contents of my face.
But, like...
But the content of his character.
I think there's kind of, like, this internal disruption with every publisher right now, where they've, like, all plateaued, and they're all competing against one another, and, like, they're slowly shutting down, and now it's kind of, like, Darwinism in...
It's
kind of
hot. I'm like, goodbye, trending worldwide TV. Like, goodbye, Holly Scoop Dingles. Oh my God.
It's like, too many 90s of them. Gone.
Yeah. Full screen.
Full screen,
we know very
as
well,
I am very full aware.
As our missed paychecks are very...
Oh, no, I got mine.
Well, I got mine for the work I did. I just didn't get to do anymore.
Shut down 15 days before my thing was supposed to come out.
Yeah, they shut down. Yeah. Then, like, all of these Facebook shows are shutting down.
Well, I feel like Facebook is, like, launching a ton of shows right now.
Yeah, they're putting money, like, into companies to make shows, but then, like, if they don't do well, it's just kind of like, okay.
Do we need more shows?
You need to watch BoJack Horseman, because it's literally, she works at, like, a BuzzFeed type place.
Really?
And the show that he's making is on one of those, like, stupid websites that, like, funds it. Like, it's
okay, I really should.
This season's really good, too.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, it's wild. And so I was in publishing again with Pop Sugar, and I was like, this is too much, like, too competitive right now. I need a really stable job. Like, I just need to take a chill pill.
And now you're a lawyer in Nebraska.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Single mom.
Lawyer in Nebraska.
Learning to love again. He's a fireman.
Dances to ABBA for red wine at night.
But he has a mystery that he hasn't. He is running from his past, but she, I don't.
Okay, you just had your avocado moment.
Not as bad, but yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't say it was bad. It was just
yours.
It was
definitely an avocado moment, yeah.
Anyways, where can people find you on the internet?
Oh, I'm Candy Lowry on Instagram, The Candace Lowry on Twitter, Candace Lowry on YouTube.
And
it's kind of, I didn't get the
And your
note.
Podcasts.
Oh,
tell us a little
podcast
bit about that. Yeah.
It's called Persister. It's about all these women from different places in their lives and world that have, like, established a name for themselves. So I want to get, like, a porn star on there, but I don't know if I'm allowed for funding purposes.
Oh my God. We talked to one and she was great.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Can
she
we
was,
have her?
Yeah. Okay. Go just look her up. And if you haven't heard that episode, guys, listen.
Full circle. We're coming full circle.
Yeah,
right
really
now.
You're getting a plug. We're getting a plug. We're all plugged.
But yeah, so, like, anyone from
Mark's getting hair plugs.
Oh my God. Anyone from
Christine's,
like,
getting butt plugs. I don't know where this is
you
going.
You should do that.
No.
No. On camera.
Yeah. Like, that's
Candy
a BuzzFeed video.
I still haven't seen that. I need to.
Well, I haven't seen it.
I
just know
need
it happened.
To
you don't have to
it.
See it to believe it. I believe that Katie Couric got a colonoscopy.
Well, I don't believe that Jesus was
alive.
So
anyway, about your female empowerment podcast.
So we have someone each week from every aspect of life that, like, made a name for themselves. So, like, next week is
Malala.
Yes. No. Oh my God. Could you imagine?
Oh, I thought it actually was. I was like, oh my God.
Who is this?
Should have taken this interview more seriously.
like a higher up at Netflix, okay, to kind of see how Netflix works. But also people who have, you know, made their own like sex toy company, really interesting, wow, or like very controversial figures like Tommy Loren, I really want to talk to. So just to kind of pick their brain about what life is like. And
I would also like to kick her ass.
Yeah. Have her on.
Oh my God. Can we get her on?
Can I physically fight her?
And tape it?
Yeah.
Or just have the audio recording?
I don't know. The audio recording would be kind of fun. In your car being like, what? You, like, everybody listening would have their own, like, idea of what this space looks like. Like, they'd have, like, the visual of, like, Christine decking Toby Lauren.
Just throwing random sound effects.
Yeah, there's, like, the occasional, like, squeaky toy marks at the corner. Anyway, I'm really running away with this. But be sure to listen to Persister on CastBox. And you can follow Christine on C. Sidelko on Instagram or Twitter. And I am Chris Clemens on both. And yeah, thanks for listening. And don't mess.
Blessed be. May the Lord open. Don't mess. Don't.